On Friday, June 24th, 2011, thousands gathered outside New York City's Stonewall Inn, awaiting the New York State Senate's vote on a bill that would legalize gay marriage in New York State. 42 years ago this weekend, following a brutal and all-too-common raid on the Stonewall by the NYPD, a spontaneous uprising of gay citizens fought back against this government-sanctioned harassment, culminating in a series of riots, the establishment of gay pride weekends all over the world, and the slow and steady march toward equal protection under the law. The Stonewall is now widely considered the birthplace of the modern gay rights movement.
33-29!
Woohoo!
33-29!
A jubilant sense of liberation was in the air, but for many, it was just a relief that the government was finally getting out of their way.
It's very important now that when couples get married together, when, God forbid, one partner died, the other partner can get the pension. The other partner don't need to pay taxes. It's a big burden of taxes, even in joint account and even in apartment.
You know, it's fine. It's great that people can celebrate being in love. That's great. But I think that it's not good for the state to be involved in relationships. One thing that I love about queer community is that we have a lot of different ways of relationships. And marriage is just one model. And I worry about this marginalizing everyone else who's not interested or who's single. It's just very limited.
Ultimately, the historic vote of 33-29 swung on Governor Andrew Cuomo's appeal to several libertarian-leaning Republican senators. As New York Magazine's Chadwick Matlin wrote, "When you strip away the cultural and identity politics, gay marriage is really just a fight about whether the government should be allowed to regulate personal liberty."